You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's executive lounge time on a Wednesday, and we always have the privilege of speaking to some really good executives and getting to know them beyond their day-to-day responsibilities. This week's executive has taken the time and the effort to drive all the way to studio to come and join me in studio, and perhaps that could be as a result of the fact that he might just be testing out some new products that they own. I'm joined in studio by the managing director at SuperQuick, Michael Humphreys, to take a look at his life beyond supplying Southern Africa with some of the best tires in the market. Michael, thank you so much for taking the time. Thank you for coming all the way to studio to join us. How did you get into the tire business? Was this just always the plan? Was this...
I don't know. I think I still ask myself that every day driving in. Eastern Free State born boy, grew up there, studied architecture. I'm a qualified architect, and now I operate a franchise business. I think I just, as an architect, got tired of building stores for people that's operations weren't working well. And then it's a bit of a polishing the turd. So really started focusing on what's wrong with the operations to fix businesses. And I think it's almost building in a different way. So in architecture, you build stores. I think in retail, you build businesses. And that's my passion. I actually realized I think I like running things rather than working for clients. So, yeah.
I'm absolutely curious now. Do you then design the layouts for the SuperQuick stores yourself?
Not at all. I get proper architects to do that. No, I manage the business. We get specialists to build the stores. Yeah, my job's to run a business.
What's the one thing you enjoy most about being able to run more than 200 franchise stores, being able to have the presence that you have in sub-Saharan Africa, and just what you do from a day-to-day basis?
I think it's coming up with things that really change a business, having an effect on a business. So implementing things that you understand will not only help your franchisees, but improve the experience for customers. You know, there's the South African business in fitment industry is very much same old, same old. And I think it's diversifying and creating something that makes you unique. And I think that's what we're setting out to do. So, yeah, architect, you want to be unique. So I love that side of it, finding new ideas that will make people come to you rather than anybody else.
Michael, what's the best tire brand on the market?
Bridgestone.
For obvious reasons, I'm guessing.
Yes, I think people underestimate what these manufacturers that are in tier one are, what it does to your car when you're driving and you say hit a pothole. You see the difference in good tires. They stay on your wheel. They make sure you stop safely. And it's actually a concern for me the way South African market is going with selling Chinese tires. You don't know where they've come from. You don't know how good they are. You hit a pothole and they pretty much leave to China again. They don't stay on your car. So, yeah, it is a risk people take. And we would advise them to stick to well-known brands of tires.
Michael, let's move away from the business side of things and get into some of the more interesting and controversial, I suppose, questions. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
If you ask my dad, yes. And I think growing up eating that, I'm quite happy to eat it as well. I know that'll be controversial.
Extremely controversial. We've had that on the show before. Michael, let's talk family. What are some of the best memories you have with your family that you're able to hold on to despite having the busy schedule that you do?
Yeah, I think growing up in Ficksburg, small little Eastern Free State town, my dad was the school principal, so heavily involved in growing up and just the life you have. I mean, you have to play all the sports for the school, 200 kids in a school competing against schools that are 1,000 kids. So you play Friday, you play tennis, Saturday, you play rugby, Sunday you play cricket, and you've got to play. They're not enough kids to make up the team. So that was really great, having my parents, my mom's an English teacher, having them at school all the time was really nice. And just the environment in a small town was really great. And then I think the experience of finishing studying and then, like everybody else my age, we went off on our two-year holiday working permits to the UK was a great learning experience. I think it broadens your horizons, teaches you a lot of life lessons. I think it was my army growing up quickly, being in London and not having a place to stay really makes you grow up quite quickly. So, yeah, I just think I've been quite lucky. My dad has a motto, never, ever give up. And I think throughout my life, that's been something I've lived towards. And, yeah, I've been very blessed. Nice small town upbringing, went to a big city, lived in overseas for 14 years, back in South Africa, loving it. Yeah, I think we've got a great country. I think we've got a few things to sort out, but in general, we have a great life here.
Michael, what was the one thing you missed the most when you were living abroad?
Oh, being able to play golf without it raining. Yeah, I'm not too bothered about the weather. Biltong's nice to have in a local store, but it's also, I think, South African culture. A braai, a Saturday, you can make jokes about your friends. In the UK, you don't make jokes about other people. You make jokes about yourself. So, it's just that whole cultural thing that we have going. Mm. Book Fridays, things like that you can't have when you're living abroad.
South Africa's cultural experience certainly is a unique one that continues to draw many people from around the world to come and experience it. Probably because it's the best in the world. And that's probably a biased view, but we'll hold on to it. Michael, let's look at some of those life lessons. You touched on the fact that your father has quite an interesting motto, and I want to get your thoughts around what life lessons you would want to impart on a younger generation, the next generation, those that might be looking for a bit of inspiration, looking for a bit of pearls of wisdom, so to speak. What would you say to them?
Yeah, I think it's the age-old thing of nothing comes without hard work. You're going to have tough times. Just persevere. Never, ever give up, and you will get there. When you're at your lowest, probably you're learning the most lessons. So stick it out. Something good will come along, and you just got to be right for that.
Michael, what's your fondest memory of life before working?
Life before working. Is that student life? Because that was a blur. Yeah, it's that school camaraderie of, you know, we were two schools in Ficksburg High, playing RTS Ficksburg. And those 20 guys in a change room before the team run onto the field is really, really things that you remember. It's like, these guys I grew up with, it's your last game in matric. You remember things like that.
Michael, what's your favorite food after a round of golf?
It's a biltong snack.
Okay.
I'm not very picky on food, so biltong is perfect for me. Yeah, but it's just sitting around reminiscing on the round. Those putts get longer, the drives get longer, the hitting it out of the rough gets more tricky. So it's just, sitting around. You generally, in a golf game, only spend time with a guy in the cart with you. So sitting around after the game, you actually sit around the table again with the four guys that you played golf with. So, it's just nice sitting there having a chat. And it's generally not about work always. So that's the nice thing, is golf gets you away from your work environment.
From humble beginnings to leading a continental business and to showcasing some of the very best that South Africa has to offer to the world. Thank you so much once again to Michael for coming into studio, joining us for this conversation and allowing us to get to know him a little bit better. Michael Humphreys, the Managing Director at SuperQuick, joining us for our Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.